Alright, what's up? This is Marshall Kuchar, also known as Complex in Hip Hop Circles, and you are listening to the Escape Artist Podcast at PlexHop.com. What's up? How you guys doing? I don't know why I always ask that in the beginning of a show, because you can't really respond, can you? That's alright. It's conversational, I guess, so... So anyways, yeah, let's see, recording here, it's around the middle of the week, and I just wanted to get this recording in, so, because I never know when I'm going to have a chance to record, so I have an opportunity now, so I'm going to seize the day. So yeah, let's see, talk about the old work week. The old art week. What's been going on? Well, what's been going on is Monster Mini Comic. That's what's been going on. 100% on that. Just working with that. I finished up all the pages as far as penciling this weekend. Was really just working. It took a lot, some time and whatever, but did that, and then I got I also got finished all the inking this weekend, besides three pages. And since then, it's Wednesday now, I've finished the inking, except for a few spot blacks. I tried to finish it all last night, but I wasn't able to fix, you know, get to everything. But tonight, hopefully, I will have it all ready and in scannable condition. All the pages are erased as far as all the pencil work, so that's good. You know, it's weird, you know, you don't factor in some of this extra stuff sometimes, or at least I don't, because probably because I'm new at it and I don't think about it. I mean, I did kind of factor it in, but you know, it takes longer than you would hope. to sit there and erase all the pages. The way I did it was, I kind of scripted as I went, as I drew the pages, and so I'd literally write the scripting into the little word balloons in pencil, and, so that was the only place I had the script, though. And in some parts I moved the balloon, so I only had, like, half of the script for it, so I had to kind of make up some of it. But you know, I made it up as I was going. Then I can, you know, fix it up, kind of make it up if I don't remember exactly how things were written. And also, anyways, when I go in to letter it, I may make adjustments there too in the script. So it's all good. But what I did was, I don't know what the best way to do. Maybe it's better to write it all on one piece of paper, but this way seemed a little easier, a little more organized and convenient. Is what I did was, before I erased the page, I would go in, and on the back of the actual comic page, I'd write like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like numbering the word balloons, and then I would write the script in there. So it'd be like 1, blah, 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 2, blah, 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 on the back of the comic page. So now, when I go in to letter it, I can just have the pages there next to me for reference, and all the pages are erased. One thing I did was, when I was going through the pages, like inking them initially, it's weird, like my inking technique changed as I went along and as I had to go a little quicker and stuff. So initially I was, you know, doing all the spot blacks, because there's a lot of spot blacks, because at least three of my characters have like dark brown hair. So like all I do is leave like a little bit of highlight on the top tips or whatever of the hair, and then just color the rest black. So that there's a lot of coloring, I mean, of filling in blacks and hair. And with a small, especially with these small pages, it can get a little time consuming. to do that. So I started off spot blacking for a while, for like the first few pages, and then I got to the point where I'm like, well, I got to get this stuff done. So what I did was I just went in with my 0.005. I've been using Prismacolor pens, but I might switch over to Micron, I don't know. But 0.005 is, I've been going in and kind of inking everything with that. And then I'll go spot black later. But one thing I kind of forgot too was like the panel borders. I was doing that in that little tiny like ink pen size. And so I went back and I had to redo all the panel borders and all the word balloons in 0.05, which is a decent size thicker. And it just gives it that little extra, like, I don't know, what does it give it? It's like, it just feels a little more structured, I want to say, or like framed, I guess. Kind of jumps out a little more. So I don't know if, you know, I don't know. It gives it good boundaries, I guess. I don't, you know. And so, you know, that's what I did. Went in with the thicker line for the balloons and the borders, and then I did this thing where, like, my character Glyph, his superpower or whatever is that he can paint graffiti and make it basically come to life to a certain extent. So as he paints, he kind of uses that to fight with. And in the first issue, I had him do it so he like painted the word Glyph onto the ceiling, and then it kind of came down and solidified and crushed my character Tusk. And the effect I think came out pretty cool. I'm actually thinking about making prints of that kind of splash page thing where that happens, because it's kind of a cool looking thing, and maybe people would want to buy prints. And heck, I'd like to have a print of that on my wall. It's a page that I like and I'm proud of and stuff. I'll probably recolor the glyph thing though, because I used watercolors, and in the you don't see it in the printed comic because I went and corrected it, but in the actual pages, like, there's smudges because I went in and watercolored after I inked. So like the lines, sometimes where the lines and the color meet, there's like smudges, so I had to fix that in Photoshop, or actually GIMP. And so yeah, so I'd like to make prints of that. But where was I going with all that? Oh, his superpowers are that he can make, you know, these graffiti words or characters or whatever he paints with spray paint come to life. So in this comic, the new Glyph comic, you know, that happens too. I don't think I could have a Glyph adventure comic without that happening in some way, shape, or form, because, you know, that's kind of the cool thing that you want to see visually. It's the icing to the cake. So in this comic, I'm not having any color, at least not, you know, in this first iteration of, or publication of it. Mostly just because I'm poor. So I think I say that I'm poor in every episode of Escape Artists. Not looking for sympathy, just being honest. Yeah, so I don't have a lot. I gotta have the printing to be a little cheaper this time around, because it was definitely too expensive last time. So I'm doing a couple things to make that cheaper, one of which is there's not gonna be any color in this. But, you know, it's kind of tough to have a graffiti guy who's a graffiti character or a graffiti artist and, you know, not have color. even though there is graffiti out there without color, but you know, it's kind of weird to not have it. So what I did have to do was try to kind of come up with a spray paint effect that made it look like it's at least spray painted. And what came out, I'm pretty happy with. It's a little messy. It's probably like if this wasn't a mini comic, I might not be satisfied with it. It does look cool, but it might be a little too messy. What I did was I went in with a like an ink brush, another one of those Prismacolors again, and I used the brush only for the graffiti parts. So it kind of has a swoopy effect. It kind of has an effect of like movement and spray and stuff. And then I went in and added just like little dots and stuff all over the place in different areas. I try to put them in like clustered areas. I notice a lot of times when you get like if you're doing a star effect or something, or like in the sky, or oftentimes when there's repeated elements, it's good to put them in clusters, kind of. That seems to be how things work naturally. I guess with like grass, you'd see that, or any patterns in nature. A lot of times they tend to come kind of clustered, spread out, but in clusters. You know what I mean? So I'm not gonna say that word again, cluster. So yeah, you see that, and that's what I did with the spray paint effect. And then I went in and added drips, and I might have went a little overboard with the drips and the dots and stuff. You know, you get into it and you start doing it everywhere, and then you don't know where to leave it out and where to put it in. And sometimes you put too much details in. I do that with cross hatching sometimes too. I'll put too, you know, it's hard to know when to stop with any kind of rendering or detailing, and I'm still pretty new at this, so you know, I think that'll come with time. You notice to some people's art, it looks like it comes naturally. Like you're just like, wow, they just knew exactly where to end that line, and certain lines aren't connected, but it still looks awesome, and it's amazing, you know, to see when people do that. And I think a mark of somebody who is a little less practiced oftentimes is they go overboard with it, and that's, you know, you kind of see that a lot in like kind of the underground comic stuff, and it's not as polished, but that's kind of part of the look of that anyways. So you know, it's something that I'm working on, but at the same time, I don't want it to look polished anyways. Like you'll see sometimes my little hatches or whatever, my little lines that I use for shading and whatnot on characters, I'll actually have it go over the line and stuff. Like I do that on purpose. Because I kind of like, it's a cool like sketchy effect. I always like sketchy kind of things. So that's purposeful, at least. At least it's purposeful, and it's not just like I suck at art, so I'm calling that bad part my style, you know. To quote, and I've quoted him before, to quote Raul Aguirre Jr. from manversusart.com, laziness is not a style, and I totally agree with that. So I'm not trying to claim that as my style because I'm lazy. That specifically is intentional. Any other parts, there might be lazy parts. There might be parts where my skill level isn't quite up to par. I'm not really calling that my style. It's just I'm new at this, and these are mini comics, and I'm not gonna sweat the small stuff for now. But I'm gonna tell you, when I do work on something, like I really want to do like a regular comic, like floppy style with the big pages and all that. Like I want to at least do some comics that way, just because it's the way it's been done traditionally for a long, long time, and I'd like to at least be able to say I've done that. And I also like drawing bigger. Like it, everything I've done lately is mostly small, and I like that because it's less time consuming, but you know, it gives you a lot less breathing room to really make it look the way you want it to look. So, you know, I think maybe I'm hoping that the first time I'm gonna really practice trying to make it like the way I really want it. Not that these mini comics aren't that way, but you know, they're kind of a pared down style. But the first time I think I'm gonna really try to give it that, I don't know, that real good comic style try or whatever. I don't know how to talk right now, but is gonna be the comic I do with Jamie Gamble, which you know, we haven't actually been working on it too much lately. I think we're both busy. I know I'm busy, so I haven't really been pushing him at all, and he's busy getting Monkey Pipe Studios website together, I think. I mean, not that I've talked to him about it or anything, but I see his stuff on Twitter and all that, and he's also, you know, on vacation and stuff. You know, he's doing his thing, and I'm sure I'll hear from him, you know, soon. And probably after this mini comic, I'm gonna be excuse me, focusing a lot on trying to get some paid work, like album art. I think my focus for now is gonna be on album art. Trying to contact labels and artists, see if they'll do album art, or I can do some album art for them. So it's gonna be, that'll be the focus, and then I'm gonna also, like, that and commissions is gonna be my focus. Just to start out, I'm not saying this is, you know, what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life or anything, but I wanna work hard and put in my hours and just really get good at my craft. And I wanna start building this as a business. Whatever it becomes, it's going to be art related and music related somehow, some way. So yeah, I'm gonna just do my best to focus on that kind of stuff after I get this mini comic done. And having this deadline has kind of caused me to have to focus on this 100% right now until we get this done. But after that, I don't think I'm gonna have any hard deadlines on personal projects. I do want to get the ball rolling with this comic I'm doing with Jamie Gamble. So I'll probably kind of push towards that a little bit, but I don't think him or me are really focusing on a set deadline for this project. So I'm gonna use this project in like commissions and stuff, and like I'll do like little art cards and little, I'm gonna create like little products and stuff. That's kind of all under the heading of commission work and personal projects, like commission slash personal projects. That's gonna be kind of the stuff I blog about, and then the album art covers and stuff, and any illustration I do. I've been asking people to, if they don't mind, can I, you know, post stuff to my blog and stuff, and show people what I'm working on with it. And so far, everybody has been cool with it. But I'm not gonna stress that point as much anymore. I'm gonna kind of let that lay in the background. I mean, I might still ask it, but I'm not gonna stress out about using that as, you know, publishing material. I'm gonna have other little projects be the publishing material, 'cause I wanna keep my blog going. Like, I'd really like to have, you know, I have this podcast going once a week. And then I'd like to have my blog update multiple times a week. Even if it's just like an art card that I throw up there and throw out a little paragraph about what I was doing on the art card or something. You know, just little blogs here and there. Maybe a big one once in a while when the inspiration hits. But I do want to have that update regularly, more than once a week. Trying to get the traffic going to the site and everything. Trying to look at all this as a business. Trying to put the passion with something usefulness, with something useful that people, that there's a market for. So I'm looking towards that. I don't know what it's going to morph into, but that's kind of where I'm going. So back to the mini comic. Like I said, I got a, you know, I was talking about Glyph's superpowers, so that's his power. Was doing the graffiti effect with the spray paint effect. I'm trying to think of some other things I've been thinking about as I'm finishing this up. I got to do the lettering. That's going to be the scanning it in, and lettering is the next step. And then putting it together for print, and hopefully I can get all that done and get some prints done this weekend, because it's next Wednesday is August 1st, which is the deadline. And, you know, it's a soft deadline. It's not like if you don't have it all printed up by this time, you're disqualified type of thing, you know. It's more like get the comic done by then, do your best. If you still got some loose ends to tie up, you know, there's a week or so, you know, leeway, you know. But I'd say probably if you're not sending out your comics within the month, then, you know, it's going to start to get a little sketchy, you know. But I think everybody is pretty much done who's going to participate. So, we're getting very close to it. And so that's how that's going. Would like to thank everybody who has participated in Comics Project, the Comic Project's Facebook group. It's still growing. I still get new people in weekly, at least one or two, and everybody, there's still a lot of active members. Some people kind of drop, you know, kind of fade away for a little bit. I'm sure they're probably working on a project, or they going away for vacation or whatever, but then they come back. It seems like people are still really into it, and that's awesome. Also, the Sketch Daily Facebook group has continued, and there was a kind of a lull for a week or so there where almost nothing was posted, but that's okay. This week there's already been a bunch posted, so, you know, people come and go as they please, you know, and I like that, and I'm just glad that, you know, people still look to that as a good place to post their sketches. I enjoy seeing them. I haven't posted too many lately, but like I said, once this mini comic is done, I plan on, that's another thing I plan on blogging about and posting in Sketch Daily group. I'm just going to keep drawing, keep working. I figure that's the best way to really get things going, is just keep that pencil going, keep those pens going. Yeah, keep learning new things, keep trying new things. As the Seth Godin book says, poke the box. So anyways, yeah, so that's how the mini comic's going. A lot of people have given me a lot of encouragement about it, and, you know, they're happy that to see that I'm getting it done, and that's really cool. And same goes to everybody else who's been working on it and getting it done. And, you know, a lot of people have dropped out in the last week or so, saying, it's not going to work out, I don't think I'm going to be able to finish and stuff. That's fine. There's really nothing wrong with that. like one person said, they're just happy that it got them working on comics again, you know? And that's if you come away with just that, I'm proud of you, you know? That's awesome. I'm glad that I was able, or you know, myself and Ryan were able to be a catalyst for getting you to work on comics again more. That's awesome, and I hope you finish the project. And you know, I'm sure it'll still be, you know, a lot of people will still be cool with doing some trades or something, you know. So continue posting your progress, and you know, we're looking forward to the next project. We're already talking about doing the anthology, and honestly, the whole anthology idea is a little overwhelming to me. There's a lot that goes into it. Someone in the comic project came up with the idea. I think I want to say it was maybe. I don't want to say who I think it is because I'm not sure who it is. I forget. It's not, you know, I just kind of forget who posted certain things sometimes. But they were saying that maybe we can kind of do it in a more loose way where we all contribute to it. And if everybody's okay, we print it out. You know, kind of not trying to monetize it so much, but more just as a fun thing that we kind of put out. I was even thinking maybe we could do it in a way where, you know, we'll put together an anthology, you know, all in the same format, whatever, and then maybe people can just print it up on their own and sell it if they feel like it. That would be something we'd have to get everybody to agree to. It could get a little sketchy because, like, if somebody really prints it up and makes a lot of money on it, then people will see. That's the problem. That's why it's kind of overwhelming. And Paul Kijiji has been talking about the Anthology 8 project that he's working on the website. I think it's just anthology8.com, and you can go there now and you can sign up for the forums. They're not taking submissions. It's going to be a while before they actually take submissions for anthologies. They're still working out how they're going to structure it so that it's fair to everybody. And they want to make it a place where you can create anthologies, and it actually inspires people to market it and actually make money off of these anthologies that people submit. And you know, I'm sure, you know, nobody's expecting to necessarily make millions of dollars or anything, but they do want to monetize it to the point where it could be possibly profitable for artists, financially, as well as, you know, the networking side of things. So it's really cool. It's a really cool project. It's only been had it like a soft launch where you can go into the forums, but submissions are not avail being taken yet because they want to do a couple anthologies first to figure out the process of it all and how the money's going to work and all that before they release it to the public submission wise. So, you know, if we do one, it will probably do at least one before before they really fully launch that, which is fine. But you know, go to Paul Kijiji's processdiary.com site, and I'll put a link in the show notes, but it should only be a few posts down. I think maybe three posts down at the moment of this recording, where he responded to my question about anthologies, and he really went through like kind of a pretty good detail overview of what it takes to put together an anthology with a group of people. And also on his most recent one, he talks about the money side of it a little bit more as well. So if you are interested in anthologies and possibly joining the Comics Project one or anthology8.com or illopon.com, I would definitely suggest processdiary.com's and Paul Kijiji, listening to his podcast. So, yeah. So, that's that. I had another topic I wanted to talk about as well. See how much we're up on about 30 minutes here. Well, another little update is, which I talked about already actually, and the last one is tomorrow actually, it's Thursday. We are going, myself and Rob are going to be recording a Polytechnicast together. And we brought it down to two different possible topics that we'll talk about. And to tell you the truth, I kind of forgot what those topics are. But I'm sure he'll email me soon, probably today, with the final decision on what he wants to use for the topic. But we shall record tomorrow night, and that'll be fun. And so look forward to that in the feed. Probably, I don't know. I don't know how quick he drops these feeds, if they're like right after he records them, or if he has them planned and scheduled out for upcoming weeks. But that should be coming probably in a couple weeks, more or less. So look forward to that at the leanintoart.com podcast feed. I wanted to talk about DeviantArt. So I guess I'll start talking about that and see where that leads us. DeviantArt.com. I've been trying to make a little progress there lately. It's not, I don't know, I'm curious to hear, maybe I'll kind of start off this discussion and then hopefully I'll get some response from you guys, and then I'll do kind of a proper full podcast about that website. Basically, I just, you know, putting the call out there for what has your experience been on DeviantArt. Have you sold anything on there? Like, you can sell prints on there. I don't know if you can sell other things. I think you can sell like t-shirts and stuff, and some other things like mugs. I don't know. But I know you can sell prints on there. Not sure what the profit margin is. I've put some of my stuff available for print and figured, you know, what the heck, you know, if people want to buy them, then it's there. But I don't know what the quality's like. I would assume it's probably a decent quality, considering it is an artist-driven site, and a lot of artists tend to be very focused on how good the quality is and stuff, and it's kind of a for artist by artist type of website. So wondering if anybody's had any experience with prints, how the quality is, if they've sold it, if they've made any money. Also commissions, selling commissions on DeviantArt. You know, I've put out a little journal post on there about my commission prices. Haven't gotten any bites yet, not even any inquiries. Wondering what your techniques are to getting people over there inquiring about commissions. The reason why I ask is because I know that a lot of people use DeviantArt to sell a lot of commissions. I mean, I see a lot of journal posts about people talking about their new commission rates or this or that, and wondering what you can do to get people interested. And that's not all. I also, just in general, what are your experiences just on getting people to look at your stuff? I know the general thing with anything on the web is comment on other people's stuff. Engage with them, and that's one way to bring people into looking at your stuff. And I've done that and gotten, you know, some watchers. I don't know how many watchers I have on there, I would guess, and I'm gonna look now that I'm asking it, talking about it here, I would guess it's probably around 50 or so, maybe 60 or so watchers. Maybe even, it might even be less, because I haven't been aggressive on there. And you know, it's weird because the feed, like I have thousands of like deviations in my feed at any given moment. And I'll go through, sometimes I'll go through them all really quickly, like really quickly. And just kind of anything that catches my eye, I'll look at that and maybe comment and favorite. And then I'll just kind of delete really quick a lot of stuff, because I have so, I'm watching so many people that there's no way I could really get through. Plus, I watch a lot of groups, and you know, I post to groups and stuff, and it seems like I get a little traffic through posting to groups, and that's cool. And also leading people back to my own site. That's one thing I don't like with DeviantArt is whenever you post a link, as soon as somebody clicks on that link, it says, it brings you first to the page. This is bringing you outside of DeviantArt. The message says that, and then it's like, it's a very scary place out there. It's kind of a cool, funny way to do it, but at the same time, it's like that might stop somebody from actually clicking through to your site. I know it probably might because it stopped me before. Just because it's like, I don't, as stupid and lazy as that sounds, it's like, I don't want to click twice. Which is horrible, but plus, you know, like when you hit the back button, you're gonna have to do that twice again to get back to the deviation you were looking at. And then to get out of that, to go, you know, it's, there's a lot, there ends up being a lot of clicks to go back and forth. You know, I just want to click once, go check out the guy's site for a second, and then come back real quick. And they don't make that easy, and I'm sure they do that kind of on purpose to keep people on the site, which is fine, it's cool. But I think it's a little annoying, and so yeah, there's that. DeviantArt has always been kind of clunky. I remember going on there a long time ago, like years ago, and it actually took me at least a year or so before I even made an account, because I didn't like how clunky the site was and how weird it was, and I didn't understand how it worked. Now I kind of understand how it works, and they've done a lot of updates, and it's a little better. Well, it's a lot better, I'd say, but there's still some room for improvement. There's no like real good like app or anything for it to use it on your phone and look through stuff. And there's a web version, but if you clip, I mean, there's a mobile version, but if you click out of the mobile version, it's hard to get back to the mobile version for some reason, even if you go like deviant.m.com or whatever it is that, whatever URL it is to get to the mobile version, it doesn't quite do it. And I don't know. It's always been kind of clunky to me. It's not as simple as going on Twitter or Facebook, and you would think it would be, because it's a pretty good social networking site, a pretty big one. Nowhere near as big as Twitter or Facebook or something, but you know, I'm a little surprised that they're so slow in adopting certain things, but I don't know. They do a lot of updates, so it's hard, you can't really complain. You can't expect them to be Twitter or Facebook, I guess, which even Facebook even has issues, especially. Twitter isn't so bad, because it's still pretty much as simple as it started. I mean, they have added things and stuff, but they don't bog it down with too much clunky junk. So yeah, that's what's up with all that. Basically, this is putting out a call to everybody. So yeah, that's my little call out. We're gonna talk a little bit more about DeviantArt. Maybe it won't be a full podcast, but I'll just continue the conversation maybe in the next podcast. So yeah, that's what's going on with Mr. Marshall, and got a few more listeners and stuff on the podcast. Still getting a decent response. Shout out to Eddie Crosby is once again emailing me with some good response. Go to eddiecrosby.com. He's got some really cool, sharp-looking, painterly artwork, like cartoony slash painterly, and it's really awesome. So if you're looking for some artwork, some illustration work, go and hire the dude. He's got a really sharp looking style. And let's see, Christopher Battles, he's a long time listener, reader of all my stuff. Shout out to him. I'll put a link in the show notes. He posted a comment on my blog and for the last episode, so that was awesome. And a lot of other people have commented through Comics Project group and the other groups and things. So thank you everybody for listening and commenting, and really appreciate it. Really encouraging. You guys are keeping me going. And I hope to make this an awesome podcast for you guys. It is an off the cuff kind of journal top, you know, linear type of podcast at the moment. I hope to make it something that's really helpful for you guys and explore topics. It will always be, I think, somewhat journalistic. I'm not trying to make it super structured, but you know, I want to make sure there's something that I'm giving back to you guys, and hopefully I can find more and more ways to do that, because like I said, I really do appreciate you guys listening and your feedback, and you know, that's how it goes. So yeah, thank you for listening, and I will see you next week on the Escape Artist Podcast. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.